You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
So here you go. Fans of old school long-haired 80s rock bands, Motley Crue, Def Leppard, and Poison, teaming up with Joan Jett and the Blackhearts.
Here you go.
Oh, okay. That's funny.
That one's in the system now. You're going to be hearing that one a lot.
Sadly? Okay. Anyway, those four bands had a big old massive U.S. stadium tour originally planned for 2020. We all know what happened to 2020. They moved it to this year. Now they've moved it back again. I'm a little bit concerned with these aging rock bands. What if somebody breaks a hip or two before they get to the show?
Oh, Dom. How old are they?
Oh, those guys are ancient. I mean, they're at least 60-something.
I think.
Oh, man. Well, yeah. I mean, Def Leppard's been around since the early 80s. That was 40 years ago.
Yeah, they look like they're getting up there, huh? Oh, man.
They now are going to put this show at Coors Field in July of next year. So you got to wait till July of 2022. And all of the tickets for the original Coors Field show will be honored for the new 2022 performance. Some of you might recall that Motley Crue signed a cessation of touring agreement that they would never tour again. Well, then the money ran out. And once the money runs out, they find themselves back on the road.
Oh, they're not that bad. They're
let me have fun.
I know, but be careful. You're tiptoeing around that age there, buddy.
Oh, I'm beyond their age. Am I?
They're 57, 60, 61, I'm seeing, so... Wouldn't be calling them too old.
Yeah, but you don't see me putting on leather pants and doing the splits
on the
stage.
We don't know what happens when you're not on the air.
That's true. let's see what else is going on. I was looking at this story about the most disappointing series finales in TV history. In other words, what television show had all these fans, people are all excited, and then they did their series finale. They wrapped up the whole show, and it sucked. Which one was the worst?
Seinfeld.
Seinfeld did not make, like, the top five.
Really?
But what that leads me to believe, when I see the shows that are on here, it leads me to believe that people, what's that called, recency bias, where only people only remember things that have happened in the last few years?
Yeah.
So they picked Lost as number one, and I got no beef with that because the ending of Lost was horrific.
Never saw it.
Well, you got this show that goes for year after year after year, and then they wrap it up in the dumbest, most sophomoric way ever. I don't even mind if I spoil it for everyone. I'll do a spoiler right now. After all those years, they were all dead. Ah, ha, ha, okay, show's over.
Oh, no.
It was terrible.
Oh, man.
Game of Thrones was second. A lot of people whine about the way Game of Thrones ended. Other shows on there, How I Met Your Mother, Dexter. I didn't have a problem with the way Dexter ended, but I guess some people did. Hmm. And they're bringing Dexter back. For those of you who didn't know it, Dexter's going to have like a bonus season that they're going to shoot. So
that's cool.
Jeremy would never watch that show because
too
it's
violent.
About a serial killer.
I don't watch the violent stuff.
Yeah. What else is trending?
Trending here locally. Good news for concert goers. Red Rocks is increasing their capacity for concerts come June 21st. That is when they're going to be putting tickets on sale for full capacity. 9,545 people can go tear it up at Red Rocks.
Okay.
After June 21st. So that's great. It's an outdoor venue too. So go have some fun. New app making the rounds this morning. It's called NuNu, and it's going to let you charge people $5 to vote and make choices for you, like what to have for lunch, who to go out on a date with. I'm thinking we need to start using it for this here morning show to pick some topics. We'll charge people $5, and we'll be rolling in the cash money. Rolling in it.
That's great.
They say
actually, you got
is,
that backwards. We would have to pay them.
No, you actually charge people $5 to vote and make choices for you, is what it says here. So you are charging people. Yes, that's why this is a big thing for influencers. They're monetizing what they do. They're going on there and putting these scenarios on. People are going on and paying you to vote. And then, boom, you're making money, and then you make a wacky video, and look at me, I'm famous on TikTok.
All right, I'm in.
Yeah, so
people
let's
can,
do
you
it,
know,
man.
If people want to give us $5, and then we'll talk about what they want us to talk about, fine.
Shh, all day long. Dang.
Thing is, what happens if you get 100 people who do it in one day? You bank all the money, but we can't talk about all 100 topics.
No, but you would put two topics up. Are we going to do topic A, topic B? People vote. The next day you do topic B.
And every single person who votes has to give us $5?
$5. So we'd make $500 if 100 people did it.
Dang.
I got to get on this.
Set it up.
I'm going to make all sorts of people, you know, choose our decisions. Hey, check out this dude from San Antonio. He is being hailed as a hero because of what he did at the gas pump. Give this man a key to the city. He figured out how he can mute those annoying ads that play there at the gas pumps now. My gas station has it. It's a little TV, and as soon as you pull out that nozzle and jam it into the side of America's pickup, it starts playing an ad for Pizza Hut at volume 400.
Mm.
And it's super annoying. We are in a constant state of stimulation. And this guy says, if you look at the screen, there's like four little buttons along the right-hand side. Hit the second button from the top, and it will mute that little TV.
I've got to throw this man a parade. I love it, but I've got a great idea for a prank.
What?
So most people aren't going to know this. So when the people are around you are putting gas in their tank, you can kind of subtly reach up and hit the button at the same time you yell, "Shut up!"
And then it does it.
And then it just shuts off, and everyone's going to look around like, oh, my God. You can just, and they'll start telling people, you can just yell shut up at the gas pump, and it'll stop.
Shut up!
That's what I would do.
You know, speaking of making cash money, how do we get onto those little screens? You and I, we can do little ads for those TV screens.
Hey, this is Dom and Jeremy. When
you
might
know us from the radio.
You turn that car back on, make sure it's on 100.3 FM.
Hubba the Mind Bender and Rattle Off, the Trilling Report, all your favorites. Let's do it. How do we get on there? Get Conoco on the line, Dom. Hey, remember the other day we were talking about Kurt Cobain's hair and it was hitting the auction block? It was like...
Yeah. Like half a dozen strands
like
or something?
Six strands of hair. Yeah. It officially sold over the weekend for $14,000. Somebody has Kurt Cobain's hair and they can now clone him. It's crazy.
That's almost like close to $2,500 a strand.
It's pretty. That's worth it. That's an epic conversation piece sitting there in your house. Real quick, let me tell you about this woman.
Vacuum it up by accident.
Oh, God. Can you imagine? This woman's gone viral on the old tiki-taki. 24-year-old woman named Sarah something or other. And she was revealing how she got back at her ex by staging a fake wedding to make him jealous.
Oh.
She bought a dress, hired a photographer, got her hair done, bought the bouquet, put her friend in a bridesmaid dress, and hired a fake groom. Took a bunch of photos, plastered them all over Instagram, and made it look like she just bounced back from that breakup and got married.
How much did all this cost?
She's not saying how much she spent is the thing. Her ex sent her a bunch of angry texts when he saw the photos. He called her. She didn't answer. Burr, 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 burr.
I mean, who's the joke really on here? Because she did all this to get him mad, and yet she's the one who's probably forking out thousands of dollars.
Maybe.
Just to try to make her ex mad.
Again, it's probably one of those goofy things where now all of a sudden she's got 400,000 followers.
And she's an influencer.
And she's an influencer now. Okay? So she's probably like, ha, whatever. All right, let's do clickbait.
Clickbait.
Facebook is where you can find us. Dom and Jeremy on the FB. Check out the latest optical illusion that's going around this morning.
It's really good.
A photo of a little girl who appears to be buried up to her waist in concrete. But don't email us. Don't freak out. She's actually standing next to a wall that blends in with the background, so it looks like she's buried in concrete. She's really not. But it's going to make your eyes do trippy things. It's on our Facebook. Search Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.